Umkhokheli webandla le-Anglican kuleli uBishop Chad Gandia uveze lokhu ngesikhathi ekhulumisana nentatheli zindaba emhlanganweni owenzelwe emahofisini akhe esigodleni lamhla. UGandia uthi abokholo lwakhe sebezaqhuba inhlelo zokulungisisa impahla yensonto ebihluthuniwe. Uthi abayikuvumela ukwephulwa komthetho kwalabo abasebenzisa lezi zakhiwo okungekho emthethweni.
They're using our church buildings and we want to have access and use our church buildings for the purpose for which they were built. I'm afraid we will have to ask them to also leave because we will not have space for worship and for our programs if we allow them to continue.
UGandia uveze njalo ukuba yikhona bebandla lakhe bezakhulumisana lenkokheli zikahulumende phezu kwezikwelede ezithe zabakhona ngemva kokuba lezi zakhiwo bezisetshenziswa okungekho emthethweni.
The church cannot be asked to settle outstanding debts owed by illegal occupants. Efforts are now being made to consolidate our assets, inventories, and we shall be quantifying the monetary value.
Ukhuthaza abekade besebenzisa lezi ndawo njengezikolo ukuba babonisane lenkokheli zakulawo mabandla lapho abasebenzela khona bavumelane ukwenzela ukuba bangazi baphazamisa labo bantwana abaloba imhloliso kuze kuthi isiphelile anduba baphume kulezo zakhiwo.
We are not going to be brutal. You know, remember these are our children. Even though they've been operating illegally, they are still our children. We are not going to correct a wrong by another wrong. That's not the business we are in. But obviously, space would be needed.
Uthi kunje inkokheli seziphakathi kokuhlolisisa impahla yonke okumele ibe khona kulezi zakhiwo zebandla.
Church leadership at parish levels have been taking stock of everything at the church buildings, consolidating the inventories to ensure that every item that has ever belonged to the church is properly accounted for and documented. Items that are found missing will also be recorded, and where necessary, reports will be made to the authorities.
Imibiko ngethi bakhona asebeqalile ukuphuma kulezi zakhiwo labo abekade bezisebenzisa okungekho emthethweni. Kunje amagqwetha amele amacelo mabili elikhokhelwa nguGandia lalelo likhokhelwa nguMnumzana Norbert Kunonga baphakathi kokukhulumisana phezu kwendlela ezingasetshenziswa ukubona ukuba ayikho impahla eswelakalayo ngesikhathi bephuma kulezo zakhiwo. UGandia ukhuthaza ukulondolozwa kwezindlu zokukhonzela esezikhamisile kodwa ethi amakholwa la ake ame ukuqhuba imisebenzi yokukhonza kuze kwenziwe inkonzo yokuhlanza lezi ndawo ezakwenzelwa e-Africa Unity Square mhla ka-16 ngoMpalakazi. Uthi linkonzo iza kwenziwa njengomkhuba wokuphawula ukuhlanzwa kwezakhiwo zonke zokukhonzela ebezihluthuniwe. Ngalolo suku kuzabuyiselwa njalo isihlalo sikabhishopu esigodlweni saleli bandla i-cathedral kanye lokusungulwa komsebenzi wokubuyisela leli bandla kubanini balo. Uthi kunje abokholo lwakhe bakhathazekile kakhulu ngodaba lokuhlukuluzwa kwabantwana emizini egcinwa intandane ngakho kuzambelela ulungisiswe ngokuphangisa lolu daba. Uthi masilandelwe isinqumo esethulwe lidale phezu kohlangothi lwe-Manicaland kuthi abemashingo bakhuthaza ukuba baqale labo ukusebenzisa lezi zakhiwo zokukhonzela. UGandia uveze njalo ukuba uMnumzana Norbert Kunonga labanye bakhe bakhululekile ukuzakhonza ngoba ibandla le-Anglican lingasibandla elilocuku. Lokhu kuza ngemva kwesinqumo esethulwe edale le-Supreme Court ngomvulo ukuqeda ukungezwani obese kusebandleni le-Anglican okweminyaka emihlanu kuloku donselana kobukhokheli ebandleni le-Anglican Church of the Province of Central Africa, CPCA. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingu Mavis Gama.